You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement.
Good evening, family. You are in the Power Zone with DU. Again, you are in the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And today is July 8th, and again, you are in the Power Zone with DU. Welcome. If you are joining us for the very first time, it is a pleasure to have you. We hope that this show excites you so much that you will return thereafter and tell your family and network. And if you are a returning listener, well, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you here, and we know you'll be returning to the Power Zone with DU, where we're giving insightful and resourceful communication Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Please tell your network, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, whatever your social media flavor is, we want you to let them know that the Power Zone with DU is on and we are bringing great communication your way. Now, we also want you to check out the archives. We had Tori Boyd last week, Transparent Tori. The show was phenomenal. Tori was, of course, transparent and gave great communication as it relates to her business, being a life coach, an athlete, an aspiring author. And we want you all to tune in and check out that show from July 1st and let us know what you think. Inbox us at info@Darlene's Utopia or right there on our Blog Talk Radio page, Darlene's Utopia. We want to know what you think and what we can continue to do to help ensure that you are living the best life ever personally and professionally. We're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, we're going to talk to you about our featured show for this evening and our very special guest. We'll be right back.
Homeowners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443. Women entrepreneurs, are you looking to advance in your business for the third quarter of 2015? If so, then consider joining the Network for Women in Business as they present their fourth annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women. scheduled to be held on Saturday, July 18th of 2015 at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This conference will be hosted by Tony Coleman Brown, the founder of the Network for Women in Business, with special guests to include but not limited to Greta Douglas, Gail Campbell, Dr. Denise Dennis, Julia D. Shaw, and Stacy N.C. Grant. To learn more about the 4th Annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women, log on to www.smallbusinessbootcampforwomen.com. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far, however, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com.
Welcome back, family. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost and You've Re-entered the Power Zone with DU. This show on this evening, I am passionate about, to say the least. I've been working, as you all know, as a life coach for a number of years, and one of the most consistent things that I've found in working with entrepreneurs is the relationship or the difference, so to speak, between having a talent and executing your business. For example, you can be a singer and have a great talent in singing and command a stage and give great performance. But there are things that go along with singing. For example, how will you book your shows? How will you ensure that your portfolio is distributed accordingly? How will you research an agent? How will you know what school to go to enhance your craft as it relates to your singing ability? There are tasks that go along with maintaining a business. And unfortunately for entrepreneurs, this is hard to separate and oftentimes maintain the two. It was quite interesting. Last week I was in a session with a client and I thought of what I wanted this show to look like on this day based on that session with her. And it goes again back to what I just shared about your talent versus your business task and how they are completely different. And this individual, again, talented in her own right as a motivational speaker, as an author, as someone who can come out and command the stage and facilitate great workshops with hundreds of people. But when it comes to the task that goes along with being an author, a motivational speaker, a leadership development coach, all of those things she wants nothing to do with at all. And it's okay to want nothing to do with it, but someone definitely has to do it. So we started researching because I wanted her to understand exactly what I meant about them being two different things, yet two in the same and needing to be met equally. I found a great article by a gentleman named Evan Carmichael. Now, Evan Carmichael is actually, he's an entrepreneur, and this article was featured on his page. So he is not the author of this article, but again, it's featured on his page. And if you go to our Blog Talk Radio page right now, if you're on your devices and you're logged on to our page, you can actually link into this article and read it in further detail. But this article on Evan's page is titled, The Entrepreneur's Daily Task List. And the author of this featured piece is Bony Elbow. So Mr. Elbow states this in his article, and I would like for you guys, if you want to jot it down for a second, you can. I'll give you a second to get your pens and papers, and then I'm going to read a little bit about the entrepreneur's daily task list. Mr. Elbow goes into stating, as an experienced entrepreneur, you are most likely aware that there are daily duties involved with ensuring your business is successful. Forgetting just how many tasks there are in a day, however, is a frequent downfall. Here is a list of entrepreneurial tasks that need to get done daily. How many have you accounted for in your time management practices? The first one, accounting, includes budget, payroll, financial planning, bill payments, and credit management. The second one, administration, includes sorting and or reading mail and email, styling, answering inquiries, invoices, bookkeeping, and purchasing. The third, computer, includes such things as keeping your website up to date, virus screening, contact management, data entry, upgrading software, and learning new software. The next, correspondence, includes writing, advertisement, letters, press releases, and articles. The next, human resources, including interviewing, hiring, firing, training, motivating, and conflict resolution. Then there's sales, includes marketing, finding customers, client retention, promotion, advertising, and special events. Then we go to troubleshooting. Depending on your field, this may include computer and technical troubleshooting, repairs, computer service, quality control. Warehousing. If running a product-based business, this section includes inventory, control, purchasing, shipping, delivery, receiving, and storage. And finally, your own job duties. Not only are you running the business, but you probably have your own specific job duties as well to create an income stream for your business. Don't forget to include this in your daily task list as well. Now, if you're listening in and you've been taking notes, you're probably overwhelmed and I lost you at maybe correspondence. There are a lot of tasks that go into maintaining your own business. When you're an entrepreneur, you're doing everything. When you're a small business, you're doing everything. It's just not about your talent. You're not just an author. You're not just a writer. You're not just a life coach. You're not just a babysitter. You are your business in its entirety. And as stated prior, for some people, this is not something that they wish to do and can do. So what do you do when that happens? You guys want to know? You call Noni. Yes, you do. You call Noni. I am excited to have Ms. Noni Fonsa Respass on the call for this evening. Noni is a colleague and I would say a dear friend that I've known for a number of years within the field of entrepreneurship, and I have seen her growth. She has seen my growth. I'm really excited to have her on the call to speak to her business on this evening. And I think based on the topic at hand, this is a tremendous asset in advance for many of you that are listening on the call and you need that extra help for your business. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our special guest, and then I'm going to invite her on the call this evening. As a mother, businesswoman, friend, and leader, multitasking is something that comes naturally to Noni Respass. While pursuing her bachelor's degree in business management, Noni juggled multiple positions working as an administrative assistant. This is where she realized her passion and her purpose to help others. After working with an array of entrepreneurs in the fashion and entertainment fields, it became clear to Noni that her skills added value to their businesses. Her focus on administrative tasks and duties made a drastic difference in a company's day-to-day operations. Noni was working on a project which required extensive research, and she heard a woman jokingly say, "Let me ask Noni, because I know Noni knows." Everything suddenly clicked, and Noni Knows Things was born. Today, Ms. Respass works with a variety of clients, helping to bring their businesses to the next level by providing personal assistance services to entrepreneurs and small businesses. So if you don't know, then you need to talk to Noni today, because Noni knows. Ladies and gentlemen of the Power Zone with DU, specifically my entrepreneurs and small business owners that are tuned in tonight, without further ado, I introduce to you Ms. Noni Fonsa Respass. Welcome to the call, Noni.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Darlene. How are you? I got all excited. I know it's mine, but it's exciting when you hear somebody else read about you.
It is, isn't it? It's like, yes. I did that. Yes, sis, you do that. You do it, and you do it well.
I do. Thank you so much. It feels so good hearing someone else talk about you to everyone else. It feels great.
My honor. So we have a lot to get into. Let me start with, okay, so you were listening in as I spoke to being an entrepreneur and fulfilling those tasks that are aligned with the title. Can you relate to that? Like, is that something that is realistic that you've experienced with your clientele?
Yes. You have individuals that are so focused on their passion that they forget the business side. And not even just the business side, they forget about the personal side also, because they're so wrapped up into, I have to get this book out, or we need to fill these pages of this magazine, and okay, but you know, we have business that we need to take care of. We need to make sure that we have advertisers that's going to pay for the printing course, or we need to find sponsors to pay for filming. You know,
yes.
I know you're an actor, but guess what? You have to go out and network also. People forget
correct.
That you have to network to build your brand, and sometimes they forget about that. So
well,
that's
definitely.
Where I come in to play and, you know, take the whip to them. Come on, let's get this in order.
Beautiful, because it needs to happen. For some of you that are just starting out and you don't know, if no one has told you, let us tell you right now on the call. The more successful you see someone, the bigger their team is, or the less sleep they're getting personally. Because if they don't have a team, then they're running around wearing 180 hats to make themselves look as good as they appear to be, because it's all a perception, and it takes time to create that brand, as Noni said. So we have her on the call to talk about what some of those things are. For some of us that are listening from our devices right now, you can actually go on to the Blog Talk Radio page and click into Noni's page from our page. You can click into the hyperlink, or if you want to just go right to Noni's page, that's Noni Knows Things. That's NoniKnowsThings.com. Noni Knows Things. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love the story of how the name was created. What was that like? Do you remember the moment, the time? I know it's in your bio, but what did that feel like?
I actually was at my cousin's engagement party.
Yes.
When the name really came into play, because I would always have people ask me, Noni, do you know this? Do you know that? And hearing somebody say, well, just ask Noni because she knows. As I was sitting at my cousin's engagement party, I was writing names down. I was like, no, it's about time. I need this business name. And Noni Knows Things just came up because it's always just ask me because I know. And if I don't know, I will research to find out. I will tell you, I don't know that right this second, and I will look it up, and you'll get a text message or a call. Well, this is what you need to do. Thank you. This is why I contact you, Noni, because you know. So that it's really exciting because it's me. It's my name. It's me.
Correct.
It really is.
And Noni does know things, definitely.
Yes.
So let's talk about the lifestyle manager, because by profession, that is your title. That is what you go by as your expert, your area of expertise. So you're a lifestyle manager.
Yes.
What exactly does that entail?
Well, some people really don't know what a lifestyle manager is, but a lifestyle manager is a personal assistant to the extreme power. Meaning that that individual will help you with your life, your business, your personal life, just getting every single thing in order, because you have everyday people that still don't have their life in order.
Yeah.
They are all over the place. They have 15 things doing, from work, the kids, school. You know, they may want to start a business, but they don't know how to do those things, so they'll contact me. And we'll sit down and just brainstorm what it is that they want to do. Do they think it's the right thing? You know, I'm not somebody's life coach. I am your lifestyle manager, which means getting your life in order for just for you to stay sane. Because when your life is all discombobulated, you don't tend to focus on what you need to focus on. So I help you get focused so you can go on to whatever the next level is that you want to get to.
And that's a beautiful thing, because oftentimes we can't get out of our own head to even begin to execute things. And it requires someone else coming in and helping us get some of that mind clutter in order, get it on paper, or put it in its proper perspective and move forward to get things done. That's a beautiful thing. And I love that you said that it is being a personal assistant to the extreme power. That's deep.
Yeah, because I used to be honest, I used to call myself the personal assistant. And I realized, yeah, it is personal, but it's so much more, because I'm helping someone change their life. So I had to sit back with my mentor and evaluate really what it is that I do and I love. You know what? I'm a lifestyle manager. And as soon as I said that, she was like, I know what that is. You do have some people who don't understand it, and I don't have a problem explaining. I'm like, it's a personal assistant to the extreme. And they're like, oh, I love that. Thank you. You know, can you help me do this? Yes. And I also do organizational consultant, meaning organizing, just we need to get your bills in order, we need to get your room in order, you know, so that all falls under your lifestyle manager.
Correct, correct, and that is definitely needed. I actually talk about that in my book and the chapter on documentation, because there was a period even in my life where I had gone through extreme depression, and opening up mail became a burden to me because either it was financially, I was not in a position to pay these bills that I was going to open, or it was just like so many things was happening. It was like, you know what, I just get to it when I get to it. But that's not the best practice and best way to live life. I got therapeutic services on how to just get through some things, you know, because mentors need mentors. And if you have to be, and I love the fact that I have transparent Tori talking about, you know, just being transparent as experts and saying we too need services at times. Mm-hmm. I had to deal with some of those things and really put things in perspective to move forward and be further productive. So it's like when you mention mail, it's like a lot of people will not open mail for various reasons.
Yeah, I have that issue sometimes. Sometimes, it, like you said, we all go through it. I know what that's like also, to sit back and be like, I don't have the money for that. That says paid, it needs to be paid. I don't have that right now. And it is very overwhelming. And being an entrepreneur is very overwhelming because you don't have that steady income like you would normally have. So you have to figure out, how am I going to take care of this? But that's when you get your lifestyle manager and you guys work things out, and they're able to help you. So you take that time and you talk about it. You know, if you tend to get really personal with the person, and you just work things out. And that actually helps people to see, because guess what? It is still a part of decluttering, a part of organization.
Yes.
So it's still that combination of everything on your lifestyle management.
Correct. Listeners, I hope you are taking notes. I hope that if you are in a place in your life where you need the services of a lifestyle manager, you're considering utilizing Noni services. Noni, I was thinking back to when I initially met you, and it was warm spirit, correct?
Yes, it was.
It's been a couple of years, and within that time since warm spirit, you've lost a tremendous amount of weight. I want to touch on this before we go any further.
Well, back in October, my doctor told me that I needed to make a lifestyle change, and he said you have a choice. You can be back here 6 months with some severe kidney issues, or you can get healthy. And I kind of giggled it off, because sometimes when I am nervous, I laugh. So he thought I was joking and playing around. I said, no, I know this is serious. And I started my transformation as a lifestyle change. I didn't go on a quick fix diet, because I still practice most of the things today. I made a decision. I cut out a lot of sugar, fast food, did that for 21 days. Then I would walk 2 miles a day. Snow, rain, it didn't matter. I still would walk, because that's what my exercise did. And then back in January, a friend of mine came to me with Beachbody, and I said, I'm going to do it. I did the 21-day fix, and when I did the 21-day fix, I lost 12 pounds, but I lost a lot of inches, and my body completely changed. With that, I became a Beachbody coach, not for money, but to inspire people. And from then on, that's what it's like. I've actually lost a person. I've lost over 50-something pounds. From October of last year to right now.
You know what, Noni? When I saw you at the Lucinda Cross, the Activate Conference of 2014, even then, and that was in September, correct?
Yes.
Even then, you had been losing weight prior to that, but it wasn't as progressive as it was in October. So October, you just went hard body. In August, I didn't recognize you. In September, it was September of 2014. I didn't recognize you then. So now, fast forward, after you really lost the weight, I'm like, who is this? If you notice, every time we run into each other,
I know.
No,
my face is a little, it's still kind of the same. I actually love myself. My body, I'm happy with my body. You know, everybody was like, well, what weight number you want to go down to? It's never been a weight number. It was actually a size of clothing that I always wanted to fit. And I wanted to wear a size 14. I said, I don't want to go no smaller than a 14. They was like, well, you need to. I said, a 14 I will be happy in. When I put on my first pair of 14 pants, I was like, oh, my goodness. I haven't worn 14 in who knows how many years, and I am even close to a 12. So
beautiful.
For me, it's a big deal. You know, I tell people, yes, you can do it. You have to make the decision. And it's not about a diet. It's a lifestyle change. So that's another part of where the whole lifestyle manager came into play, because I
yes.
have different entities under the lifestyle manager. You have the lifestyle manager as your personal assistant. You have your lifestyle manager as your organizational consultant. You have your lifestyle manager as a beach body coach. Your lifestyle manager as a skincare expert for a skincare person with Secret. So I have different entities of me that will help people and get them to the next level for them to be happy and to live their dreams and to open their business, to get their lives in order. So that's what it's all about for me.
Beautifully said. Thank you so very much. On that note, Noni, we go out mid-show with what's called the song of the show. So we're going to ask you, what is a song that motivates you? What song motivates you the most and why?
Alicia Keys, This Girl is on Fire.
One of my favorites.
Reason being, that song is just so empowering because I am on fire. Even though there are days you may be down, that song comes on and it just gets me to a whole nother level. I'm pumped up and I'm just excited and I just keep moving. And that's what gets me through. I know I need to download it some more on my phone and listen to it a lot more, but I can't listen to, you know, the radio all the time. But that is the one song that keeps me motivated to know
yes.
you are on fire. This is what you're supposed to do. You know, I love my clients, and they know, yes, you are on fire, and this is how you are to keep us going.
Beautiful. We're going to go out, family, on Alicia Keys' Girl on Fire, and we'll be right back after this break.
She's just a girl, and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down.
owners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443. Women entrepreneurs, are you looking to advance in your business for the third quarter of 2015? If so, then consider joining the Network for Women in Business as they present their fourth annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women. Scheduled to be held on Saturday, July 18th of 2015 at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This conference will be hosted by Tony Coleman Brown, the founder of the Network for Women in Business, with special guests to include but not limited to Greta Douglas, Gail Campbell, Dr. Denise Dennis, Julia D. Shaw, and Stacy N.C. Grant. To learn more about the fourth annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women, log on to www.smallbusinessbootcampforwomen.com. Power Zone family, have you heard the news about Utopia Network, Inc.? Utopia Network, Inc. is a New York-based 501c3 nonprofit organization. Their mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. They are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities of productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. To learn more about Utopia Network, Inc., visit them at their Facebook fan page, Utopia Network, Inc.
Welcome back, family. You have returned to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And I am here with my sister girl, my dear friend, my colleague, Miss Noni Sponsor Respass. Noni, welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Isn't she bubbly and lovely? Yes. See, this energy is what's needed. We need for people to see. I want you to feel the smile. I want you to feel my hands moving. You know, the
power zone
is where I have an opportunity to just be me and just let loose. You know, we want you to be able to play this at your barbecues with your girlfriends in the barbershops because we have some good Noni. We have some calls that's based on relationships and men and women, and we go in. And these type of shows, I want you to play them in the salons and the barbershops to bring about further communication. And this is definitely a call that's inspiring. It's resourceful. Entrepreneurship is an extreme, extreme large network, especially within the tri-state area of New York. And people need to know how to maintain successful businesses. So it's an honor to have you on the call.
It's my honor to be on the show tonight. I have some clients listening. Hey, Two Thought Explosion, Dev the Dynamic Wonder. Thank you. Thank you for all your support.
Welcome, family, and I hope you guys return to the Power Zone. That introduction was for you. So if you are here tonight on behalf of Noni, we want you to tune in next week on behalf of the Power Zone overall. We want you back, and we're pleased that you're here on this evening because she's awesome, and I know it is such an asset within your network to have her. So as we're speaking of your networks and to your listeners, let's talk a little bit about things that you're passionate about. I know that you're also a part of a nonprofit organization, correct?
Yes, called Ladies Power Circle.
Tell us about it.
Yes. Ladies Power Circle is a nonprofit that's all about women knowing their being a part of their network to gain their net worth. So it's all about meeting different individuals who will help build your business and getting back to the community. We have some events coming up. One of them is a back-to-school event. So it's all about giving back for us. It's not just about us getting together and meeting. It's about us giving back because it's so important that we give back to the community. Also, to network with different women and businesses, to just build your network because your network is your net worth.
Exactly. Your network is your net worth.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. And family, you can actually log on to Ladies Power Circle from our webpage, and you can check out all of their latest happenings and upcoming events. I love the page. It's awesome resources on here for women. This is really, really great stuff. These events are awesome. How long have you been a part of the organization?
We had our one-year anniversary May, Memorial Day weekend, but I actually became a part of the organization in February.
Beautiful. Yeah. Ladies Power Circle. So, again, family, you can log on to that. Let's go back to Noni Knows Things.
Okay.
So you're doing this business. What is the concentration of problems, barriers, so to speak, challenges with entrepreneurs that you've found?
I found that they don't have the time to build their business as far as administrative duties and knowing where to network. They just focus on their talent. I think entrepreneurs forget that they have to communicate with certain people, not just who your assistant is. Because sometimes people want to speak to that individual instead of their assistant. Yes. You do have what you have. In order for me to get to you, you have to speak to my assistant. But sometimes in certain dealings, you need to deal with that person one-on-one.
Correct. I agree. Because then you will find that person that will say, I will not do anything until I speak to the person directly. And you have to make that time because your customers are your customers before they're your customers. You have to work in a position as if you've already gotten what you wanted to receive that. So definitely, if that makes sense, listeners.
And you also have to listen to your clients. I have a client who I love. Dee's on the spot. Love her. She's a mobile nail tech. Love her, love her, love her. We had a conversation. She had to say, you have to make sure you follow up. Follow up is very big.
Correct.
And you know, I'm not going to sit back and lie. I had to be told, you need to follow up. If I ask you to do something and I'm not contacting you, I need you to contact me 5 times. So you need to follow up.
Yeah, that is a learned lesson. Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, it had me questioned. Maybe I'm not doing things right. But no, it's about the follow up. Some people, you know, feel that you need to follow up 5 days later. No. I've learned you need to follow up within 24 hours, sometimes even less than that, depending on what type of service or what type of conversation you had with the individual, your future client. Because guess what? Yes, it is your business, but if you don't listen to the customer, your client, you won't have that business. Entrepreneurs forget about that.
100% correct. It is definitely important. So you mentioned 24-hour follow-up. Now, some people think that that has to be via call. But do you agree that it doesn't necessarily mean you have to call that person? You can shoot a text. You can shoot an email. You can Facebook them. You can call them if your schedule permits. But oftentimes, people will not accept your call because their schedule is just as complex where they can't accept the call. But sometimes you can shoot a text and find other means of communication just to say, I acknowledge our meeting. I'm excited about our meeting, and I'm hoping that we can meet in the future for X, Y, and Z. Do you find that that's important and they can take different measures outside of just calling?
Yes, and you need to know the client, your future client, because some don't have time to speak to you on the phone. And, mm-hmm. yes, everybody's busy, but guess what? Your schedule, let's say you have a schedule of 9 to 5. You work a regular 9 to 5, and then from 5:30 to midnight, you work on your business. You may not be able to speak to that individual during the day. Yes. So a quick text message. Even an email, yes, text is great, but, you know, you have an email address, a professional email address. You can send it to them from that professional email address and also send them a text message. I sent you an email regarding a follow-up of our conversation. So they know on both ends that you've contacted them because guess what? Sometimes people's email automatically goes to junk email if they don't know who you are.
Correct.
So you need to look at that also. Definitely is a big follow-up within 24 hours. Sometimes you have to go 48. If it's the weekend, you want to go 48. You know, some people don't like to do business on the weekend. You know, so you really have to go in and know who your future client is. And it's all about conversation. If you have that conversation with the individual, you know, okay, I can contact them in 2 days. Or, you know what, this client, future client, I need to contact them within the next 24 hours so they can actually remember who I am.
Good information. Listeners, insightful, resourceful. This right here, this could be a webinar. We are giving a workshop, an entrepreneurship workshop, an entrepreneurial workshop we have provided on the Power Zone for this evening. This is great stuff, and I'm listening to you. And I remember I always talk when I go out and speak about the many skills that I acquired be a warm spirit. It wasn't mm-hmm. just about the shea butters and the soy candles, although they were amazing, and I'm still looking for people who have inventory of some of those soy candles. Phenomenal soy candles. Soy candles were the best. But on a professional level, we learned how to speak. We got great communication skills. I learned organization from warm spirit. I learned how to network, and I always say there's an art to networking when you're doing business. It's just not about coming to events. I can't stand to come to an event and somebody stuff the card in my hand before you even know my name. Like you've been mentioning networking on this call. Throughout the call, networking is extremely important. It's an art, and it's a way of doing it. And I learned all of that on Warm Spirit. And listening to you talk about also the follow-up, we always talked about what? The profit is in the follow-up. Was it the profit
yes.
is in the profit is in the follow-up, even with calling people on Sundays, because some people feel the weekend is a time when you should not be conducting business. But research has actually shown that one of the best times to call people and follow up is Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning. And sometimes I will make a call on Sunday morning, and I pray God that they are not individuals that do the I don't do work on Sunday. But, you know, sometimes you got to give in when you can get it in. So I'll call and be like, good morning, how are you? Sunday mornings, I learned the One Spirit is like a great time to do business calls, and that came from some of the workshops and the conference calls that we conducted, which actually brings me to speaking of some of your blog featured articles on your page. You have some great things on your page of reference as it relates to entrepreneurship and the best practices. Can we speak to some of those things?
Sure.
Cool. So what is your favorite? What
what stuck out for you? Like, what motivated you actually to put things on your page? Because a lot of people don't do this, but this is a great reference. It's a great tool for your network. You share information that's just not about you, but you feature other people and other things. Can we speak to that? Like, what inspired you to do that?
Okay, one, I've done a lot of credit repair articles on my page, and that was due to personal and business. We tend to forget that we need credit in order to build a business. And
correct.
When you first start out, you have to use your personal credit. So if your personal credit isn't in order, sometimes that will hinder your business credit. So I know somebody who actually works on credit, and he helped me get my credit in order. So he would send me articles, and I would read them. I wouldn't post every single thing, but I would read them and go through them and see what was important to me that may be important to someone else. Then I would just be online Googling different things, and I would see how what was talked about, what type of articles to help, and I would just read it. Then I would put in my words what I thought about the article, and then I would post the article. But that's what I do. I tend to look at different articles, post them. I interviewed a young lady recently, and I'm going to put her interview up on my page. And it was talking about nails. So those are the things that are important to me because it's about presentation. And she has these on the spot. She's a celebrity nail tech. So I have all that information and how important it is, you know, with presentation. So those are the things that I look for, you know, what is presentation to someone, how to help build your business. Those are the things, when I post them on my page, that's what I look for.
Beautiful. And I know, for our listeners, Noni, you said nails. So are you saying nails or mail? Nails?
Nails. Nails.
Nails. Celebrity nails.
Yes, celebrity nails.
Okay. And how that's important as far as presentation.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, I work with a lot of youth, just aside from the whole entrepreneurs and small businesses that we're talking about. It's funny that you mentioned that because we just had a big conversation about nails in the workplace and how some organizations actually have you sign disclaimers about your nails. And your nails have to be a certain way. And certain designs even will possibly get you written up or fired just the way that your nails are. So that is very, very important to know. So good stuff. So we look forward actually to seeing that article and learning more about that. Now, family, if you're thinking, is Noni for me, consider this. If you are disorganized, falling behind on tasks, overwhelmed, then you need to stop procrastinating and start growing. Noni is for you. Contact her today. The webpage, again, is at blogtalkradio.com/Darlene's Utopia. You can click in and get all of the information, or, again, go to NoniKnowsThings.com. Noni, I want to give all of your information for our listeners that are tuned in on this evening. Actually, I want to ensure that we cover everything, so please give your social media references for our listeners now.
My social media, my Instagram page is Noni Knows Things. My Twitter is Noni Knows Things. LinkedIn is Noni Fonta Respass. My website is www.noniknowsthings.com. And my cell phone number is 646-316-6936. My email is MZCEO@NoniKnowsThings.com.
Beautiful. Thank you. And for our listeners that are considering services with you, Noni, please share the durations of time in which you work with individuals. What are the intervals of service?
I have a minimum of 3 hours. Right now, I have a summer special going on until Labor Day. It's 3 hours of administrative duties or organizational duties, us having a conversation, it's $100 for 3 hours.
That's amazing.
Yes. Because
did you say $100 for 3 hours?
For like 3 hours. Minimum
family,
of 3 hours.
It doesn't get any better than that. This is awesome. $100
yes.
for 3 hours of admin work.
Yes.
This is beautiful.
And that's your minimum.
Beautiful. And what exactly, because the other part of it, and this is a lot of service that I provide, is actually helping people develop things to do lists. Because sometimes we say, you know, just do a thing to do list, just do a thing to do list. Some people don't like to do a thing to do list, or some people don't even know what should go on their things to do list. So when you're having a conversation, are you doing a list? Are you generating a list of service needs, or are you asking them to bring it with them?
It's a combination of both, because sometimes a person doesn't know really what they need until they sit down to talk to you about what is it that you do. I prefer someone come to me with a list of everything that they want to do. It can be from how do I go shopping at these stores, you know, where can I find, or I have 15 businesses, but I don't know where to start. Those are the things that are important. I'll use a client that I have right now. I'm working with them from literally from the ground up. From we help with the name, the type of show they're going to do, down to business cards, to everything this show is about, breaking it down. How we're networking, like this is what we're doing and how important it is. And we spend a lot of time together. Every meeting we're there, we're recording because of the type of show that they're doing. Because it's not just a straight written out show. Sometimes they do skits. So you have to record them so they can see and figure out, you know, okay, we can use this. So that's why it's very important to sit back and just have the conversation with the individual. I would do a free 30-minute consultation with someone so we can figure out what it is and what type of service that I can provide for them.
This is beautiful. So, family, she's giving 3 hours for $100, and in addition to that, you get a free half-an-hour consultation. If this is not summer fun, this is like summer madness for entrepreneurs. I don't know what is. This is a beautiful service in preparation for the final quarter. I'm already in the final quarter. Entrepreneurs, if you're like me, everybody's like, you know, are we in the third quarter? Yeah, yes, we're in the third quarter. I don't know what quarter we're in because all I see is 2016. That's all I see, preparation for 2016. So if you're like me and you're preparing for 2016, then you need to definitely get in contact with Noni if you're in a place right now where you need assistance with organization and preparing yourself for the final quarter of this year and next year. Noni, this is awesome. It's
Thank
been
you
a
for
pleasure.
Having me. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Thank you very, very much. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome. This.
You're
welcome. You're welcome. This is the first of many. We're family here at the
yes.
Power Zone. I have to acknowledge my brother and my sister, Stephen and Tina King of Complete Chocolate Couples. I've been working with them for a while for what we call the DU's Conversation Series. It's a forum on relationships. And Stephen and Tina, I've done some tremendous work with them. And Stephen always goes, Darlene, you're not a stranger. Whenever I come on their show, they say, Darlene, you're not a stranger. You can come and go in the refrigerator. You can eat what you want at our house. So it's the same. Noni, you are not a stranger to the Power Zone. You can come in and you can eat. You can do what you want because you are officially family. It's been a
Thank
pleasure
you
to have you.
Thank you very much. I will come back anytime, anytime.
Family, I hope you've enjoyed the show of the Power Zone with DU. As stated throughout the show, you can go on to our website and you can click on Noni's webpage. She's giving you all of her social media. We also have those hyperlinks on our webpage where you can find her. You don't have to Google her. You don't have to wonder what we said. If you weren't able to tune onto your device, you can log on right now and follow her all throughout social media. Again, Noni, it's been a pleasure. Have a great evening. Thank you for taking time, and we'll definitely be speaking again.
Yes, you guys have a great time also.
Family, thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you next week on the Power Zone with DU for further insightful and resourceful communication. Enjoy.